Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, bringing you our program every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL, 950 AM and 100.3 FM. We're also located at WROLradio.com, and you can get us through the iHeartRadio app. And I've told you this week, and this continues, that we have a website where you can connect to the show and things going on the show and people on the show, and that is CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can connect with the show, you can connect with the parish that way, you can help fund the show or the parish. You can connect with Father Adriano, the Daughters of St. Paul, and so much more. So CatholicAudioMedia.com is where you can find us. So we've been talking this week in light of Good Shepherd Sunday on this past Sunday that we recognize Jesus is our shepherd. And so when we understand that, we have to trust that he is guiding us and even changing us. So what we need to do is we need that relationship, allow him to change us so that, as I said last week or yesterday, everything comes in on his terms, not ours. So we see what we need, but he sees the greater need. And they may be the same. You know, this is what I need. Yes, this is in fact what you need, but they may be different. Let me give you a great example of rather dramatic, there's the right term, of an explanation. Something I have never forgotten in my entire life. I was probably about 10 or maybe even less, and our family was on a trip through New Hampshire, Franconia Notch, I guess it would be, and there was the Cog Railway. And I got something inside of myself that just basically said I wanted to ride the Cog Railway. So I was all kind of, oh, I want to ride the Cog Railway. And I was all kinds of, and my mother was like, no, we're not going on the Cog Railway. And I was like, I want to go on, and it was just, you know, being a 10-year-old pain in the neck. And here we're experiencing all this wonderful stuff going on in New Hampshire. I got to stop using the word stuff. I really do. These wonderful experiences in New Hampshire, beautiful place up there in the mountains. And we stayed at a hotel for a couple of days. So we were on vacation and it was just a wonderful experience. And there I am being the pain in the neck about the Cog Railway. So we were heading home that day. So we're going back to our home in Weymouth, and on the way home, the news came on. And of course, this is back long before 24-hour news cycles and everything else. So when the news came on, it was big. And the news came on, and the Cog Railway derailed and fell off the tracks. And it was rather devastating. And the only time I've ever heard of that happening, and it affected me so intense that I just had this terror almost. Not so much I had nightmares and stuff or anything like that, but it was just this terror that, what if my mother said yes? And no one would have foreseen this. No one would have known. It was, what if my mother said yes? And even though I have been on a Cog Railway, because there's two in this country, the other one is at Pikes Peak in Colorado. I have been on the one at Pikes Peak many years later. It was maybe 10 years ago. But I've never been on the one in New Hampshire. And it there's no reason to. It's up Mount Washington. It's, you know, it's safe. It just happened to be this fluke at this particular time. But I've never forgotten that in my life. I knew what I wanted, but that's not what I needed. And my mother is saying, for whatever reason, she may have, we don't have time to go to the Cog Railway. I don't know. But for whatever reason, my mother and my father said, no, we're not going on the Cog Railway. Well, that whole thing happens to us as well. If you really think about it, that whole thing can happen to us. We can turn to the Lord and say, this is what I want. And he's like, no, you think that's what you want, but let me tell you, there's a bigger picture here. And we don't know how we are being changed. What is the greatest sin in the Bible? In the Old Testament, and you can probably name me some sins. All this one is, God says, an abomination, and this one, he says, by the way, there are a lot of sins that he calls an abomination, in case you didn't know that. And one of them is lending money at usury, which is called interest. And so, you know, the our whole, what do you call it? Our credit cards are just, you've heard me talk about them before. Just keep away from them. Keep away from credit cards. But in any case, what you actually discover is in the Old Testament, the greatest sin in the Bible is idolatry. And I know many people listen to this right now, and they're going, well, yeah, well, that's okay, because I don't practice idolatry. You might check on that. It's actually great from Dennis Brager in the Rational Bible. And on his radio program, he touches this as well. He really does show that there are many ways that we practice idolatry in this country. And you might say, well, when was the last time we worshiped Baal, Father? We don't worship Baal, so how is that practicing idolatry? Well, okay. Look at it this way. No, you don't practice idolatry. I mean, you don't worship Baal. No one does that. But, you know, and you're not going, and most people in this listening audience are not visiting some kind of a witchcraft shop or something like that. I know that. So how are you practicing idolatry? What is the most important thing you do on Sunday morning? Well, is it going to church? Well, obviously, right now it isn't, but you can do it online. Is it going to church? Well, no. What's the most important thing in your life? What is the one thing, the sine qua non, what is the one thing that you desire more than anything else? And think of that. And if that desire is not union with Christ, then is it a desire that opens you up to idolatry? What is the greatest desire? If you were to ask me, and please do not take this to be anything other than what I mean. Don't take this to mean, ooh, isn't that wonderful? I don't want to hear that, because it's not. The greatest desire I have is that when it's all said and done, I stand before the Lord, and all he says is, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want nothing else than that. Anything else I could be nice. Anything else in the world be nice. Win the lottery, which kind of hard to do since I don't play the lottery. But, you know, anything else might be nice. But the one thing I desire, that's only thing I desire more than anything else, is at the end of my life to hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's it. The other thing I desire in light of that is to know that there are many people who get to heaven because I served Christ. That's it. Those are my greatest desires. Anything else is maybe there, but nothing compared to those two things. Those are the two things I desire more than anything else in the world. Okay? Well done, my good and faithful servant, and other people in heaven knowing that I serve, because I serve Christ. So when we put all this together and we recognize what it is that Christ is calling us to, and we see that he is calling us to this eternal life in him, we recognize that power, we recognize who he is, we recognize how he is calling us, and so we defer all our wishes to how he responds. And so this is what I want, but ultimately what I want is what the Lord knows what I need and responds in what I need more than I want. For example, I told you yesterday of my prayer has developed, especially evolved from a time when I was going through an intensely difficult time. And I knew that I had to bring my experience, my daily experience, my help me make it through each day experiences in prayer. If those experiences did not happen, I wouldn't have the ability to see my prayer grow so that it would help me through difficult times like we're all going through, and so that I couldn't share that with you. So you see, we don't know where the Lord is leading us, directing us, guiding us, and everything else. But in all that, when we see what the Lord is leading us to, guiding us, and everything else, maybe even at the end of our lives, when we see this for the bigger picture, or through the bigger picture, then we can understand what maybe right now we don't. One of the big images that pops into my mind all the time is I was a sailor in the Navy. I also obviously no longer the case, but I also was a qualified helmsman. So I've literally steered the ship, and I was qualified to be a helmsman in the Navy. So I've done that whole experience. But one of the things that fascinated me, you've seen helms, you've seen the guy who steers the wheel, and you see that just about everywhere. And what you see is that he's on the bridge, and the officer tells him, you know, whatever, right degree, what, 10 degrees right rudder or whatever, starboard. Now, isn't that something? It's been close to 40 years, I forget. But whatever he says, and there you are on the bridge, and you can see out. Well, apparently, the Canadian sailors told me that they are not on the bridge. They are one deck below, and they can't see out. They're just, the officer says, this is the way you're supposed to go, and you just do it. And it's total trust in the officer. And of course, that's not an American system. Number one, we don't do that, but it's just not the American system. And I don't know if that's true, but it's this total trust in the officer. So what happens is I guess in the Canadian system, it's total trust. Well, I'm not saying that God is Canadian necessarily, but that's the system that Christ calls us to do, to trust in him, because he is the shepherd and he sees the bigger picture that we don't see. And that can be extremely difficult for us, especially as Americans. Especially as Americans. We had one experience out to sea, which was fascinating, is on radar we had this ship that was like dead in front of us, and we were going to run right into it, and there was nothing there. And there it was. It was right on radar and was pretty big. And there was nothing there. And it's like, well, what does that mean? We figure it was probably a soda can that was deflecting our radar signals in such a way that made it look big. But there was nothing there. It was fascinating. And the officer's going back and forth. And I was on the helm. I couldn't see anything there. It was kind of fascinating. The Pauline Sisters, tomorrow. See you then. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.